A hurricane watch is now in effect for eastern portions of North Carolina from Duck southward all the way to the South Santee River. That's down in South Carolina as we keep our eyes on Hurricane Dorian. As of right now, Dorian located 45 miles north of Freeport and Grand Bahama Island, 105 miles to the east of Fort Pierce, Florida. Now, the winds have diminished down to 110 miles an hour. Location of the storm, 27.1 degrees north, 78.6 degrees west. Storm is moving to the northwest at 2 miles an hour. Expected to pick up speed as it moves to the northwest, then to the north and the northeast over the next couple of days. Now, a couple of things going on as the storm is weakening in its intensity at the center. Of course, it is starting to expand out, which is expanding out the wind fields on that system, making them, while at a lower speed, cover a greater area. Path of the storm over the future will take it up through and just off of the Charleston, South Carolina area by 8 a.m. Thursday, and then following that, it's going to parallel the North Carolina coastline just offshore, should be at its closest approach to us here in eastern portions of North Carolina Friday morning around daybreak, probably somewhere around 35 to 40 miles just to the southeast of Cape Hatteras. That's what it looks like right now where the eye of the storm will be. Of course, with the increasing expansion of the winds, we will see tropical storm force winds most likely up into the Outer Banks, maybe even some areas experiencing some low-end hurricane force winds. And as the storm approaches and the wind become easterly, expect to see some coastal flooding and maybe some storm surge developing Thursday night into Friday. But once again, as of 11 a.m. this morning, the hurricane watch has expanded northward all the way up to Duck, North Carolina. I repeat that. That's all the way north to Duck, North Carolina. The storm located 45 miles north of Freeport and Grand Bahama Island. Maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, moving to the northwest at 2 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist John Bernier.